Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. Scott Peterson is a Democrat out of District 12 and would like your vote in a few weeks for South Dakota's State House of Representatives. Scott's main goal would be to bring a better balance to state legislature and is passionate about investing in our kids. Mr. Peterson, welcome to In the Moment.
Hello, Chris.
All right. Scott, let's talk a little bit about your background before we get into your campaign. You're a businessman that had ties with LodgeNet here in town. Tell us about that venture.
Yes. Good morning. I'm a retired business executive. I was one of the founders of LodgeNet Entertainment, which was a interactive cable television and internet services provider. We started LodgeNet back in the 1980s. Seems like a long time ago now. I guess the time ticks on. I was the 11th employee, and after 25 years at LodgeNet, I retired. We had over 1,000 employees. I'd been CEO for 13 years, and we had $400 million in revenue. And at that point in time, I thought it was time to step back and start to give back to our community.
Now you say retire. Now you really didn't retire because you went on to do some more things with the building in Sioux Falls that we all know called the Washington Pavilion.
That's right. So after about a year sabbatical, I joined Larry Toll as co-president of the Pavilion. Was there as co-president for 3 years. Always have loved the Pavilion. Of course, any arts organization coming out of the Great Recession was a little wobbly financially. So I joined Larry, and our goal was to help put a good, solid financial backbone at the Pavilion, which I think we did a fine job. And Larry retired, and after I figured at that point in time, it's time for me to re-retire also.
Re-retire. So when you took that program over at Washington
yes.
Pavilion, you probably had some stepping stones to get over and become. So, how was it when you got there, in your opinion,
right.
And how was it when you left?
Well, and Larry had been there for about a couple of years by the time I got there. Mm-hmm. During the Great Recession, there was some negative cash flow years, and it was turning around at the time. The Pavilion, we all know it from its shows or its performances, but the business behind an arts organization and a science museum is challenging. And so I was pleased to join with Larry. So as I left, we had been in the black for 3 years in a row, and Darren Smith has taken over as CEO, and they've done a fantastic job and just keep on rolling. So I'm glad to see Sioux Falls doing so well in the Pavilion.
So chances are, Scott, that there's politics there too. I mean, it's kind of sorted in its own right.
In its own right, the city is the owner of the building, and they lease it to this management company called the Washington Pavilion. Mm-hmm. So there is some city funding, and then fundamentally it's making business out of an arts organization.
With that said, let's talk about your district. District 12, which consists of Lincoln and Minnehaha counties.
Yes.
Talk about your district.
Well, it starts right around the Veterans Administration Hospital, mm-hmm. In around the 18th Street, northern part of Sioux Falls, and between Western and Interstate 29. So south all the way to, I was there the other day, 93rd and Hughes, the cornfields of Lincoln County, stop the advance at this point in time. So there's the older part of Sioux Falls, established neighborhoods, and then you're there where the contractors are just leaving the property. So it's a very interesting mix of neighborhoods and also demographics and people.
If elected, you've got yourself a goal, and that goal is to better balance the state legislature.
Right.
Okay, do you have a plan that you feel may accomplish that?
Well, one of the first things is having more points of view at the table. And fundamentally, that's, I think, where we need to start. Strangely enough, back in 1976, when I was in college, I was an intern in the state legislature in 1976. At that point, that was the last time there was a Democratic governor, mm-hmm. and the legislature was balanced between the Republicans and Democrats. Right now, the Republican Party has 85% of the seats in both chambers. And fundamentally, I believe no one party has all the best ideas and solutions, and that the citizens of our state would be better served if we had more equal representation around the table of peer. So the mere fact of just getting elected and having a better balance as a percentage basis around the table, I think, would help our state and our citizens to start out with. And then I hope I would bring my business experience and I've lived in Sioux Falls now for 40 years. Bring that experience also to look at some positive and creative solutions and ideas to take the state forward.
You touched slightly on what my next thought was going to be. You want to better balance this. In your brain, if that balance is achieved, what does it do?
Well, I think we would be investing more in our kids to start out. That's my primary focus. I have found in my research that at the state level, we are investing fewer dollars per student today than we did 10 years ago. And at that same 10-year period of time, our revenues from our state sales tax have gone up over 20%. So it's not a matter that the money wasn't there, it's a matter of priorities. So today, you know, the kind of what you see is the schools are struggling financially. They're constricting, you know, arts programs, extracurriculars. It's a tough environment, which I, you know, in any environment, that'll always, the demand is always exceeds the supply of funding, which, but if we had more support of our public institutions or educational institutions from the state, I think we would be producing a better educational product, which then sets our kids up for better jobs right here in Sioux Falls and in South Dakota. In fact, at my company, LodgeNet, we always had about 600 to 700 employees here in Sioux Falls, and most of them came from the local universities and colleges and tech schools, and we built an international business right here in Sioux Falls based on that quality of education. And I'm afraid that today we don't have that same quality as I think we should, and I think having a better balance of philosophies in peer would get us back to where we were.
We're talking with Scott Peterson. He's a Democratic candidate for South Dakota State House of Representatives. As you mingle with the voters of District 12, what are you hearing?
I think there's an itching for change, and in this point of balance of just the mere raw, numerical balance, heads are nodding when I talk about that, and that no one party has all the best solutions. And my campaign color is purple, so it is not that we go to battle in peer. We as South Dakotans, I believe most of us are in the middle, this purple middle, not bright red or bright blue that you might see at the national level of politics. And I think people are looking for working together, reaching across the aisle, and moving forward with the important things, not some of the crazy debates you hear about and you wonder, scratch your head, why are they wasting time debating this or that? And most of the time it's negative type connotations. So I have this sense of that people want us to be working together and move the state forward.
Interesting you say that, because my brain's moving just slightly, because you came up with the color purple, not because it's your favorite sports team, not because because you mix the colors.
Yes.
You mix the colors, yes, and yes, that you came up with the color purple.
Yes.
Is that your reason?
That's exactly
that,
right. So, you know, if you mix red and blue, Republican, mm-hmm, Democrat, you come up with purple, and that's exactly where maybe I'm a little too subtle with my marketing strategy, but that is, and it also rhymes. Purple, you know, alliterates with Peterson, so it works very nicely also with my name. But it's not the Minnesota Vikings, even though I do like the Vikings.
In the last couple of minutes we have left, Scott Peterson, you've touched on this, and one of your main issues is investing in our kids' future. That,
yes,
sounds really easy to swallow on the surface, but maybe expand just a little bit on that. You did just maybe go a little further.
Right. Well, so if, in other words, if we're going to take, and this is within our existing budgets, mm-hmm, so it comes down to a matter of priority. So if we want to invest more in education, higher ed, K through 12, and look at pre-K also as a possibility, we're one of the few states that don't support pre-K education. That means we do need to take the funding from other parts of the government. That would, and from my standpoint, would not have the same priority as our kids would. Now, you know, in business, that's what one does every day. There's always more demand for resources than there are supply or revenues for that. So a business has to say, where am I going to get the best return on my investment? And from my perspective, investing in our kids, because it sets them up for great, for workforce development, for great careers. I want to keep them here in South Dakota, as most of us do. And then also a good education, keeping the kids in the systems to get them through high school, also provides a social benefit of not putting pressure on the criminal justice systems down the road if you don't invest the proper levels. So it's a win-win, I think, across the board.
In the final 30 seconds we have, this is your first run at state politics.
Yes, it is.
If elected, Scott Peterson, outside of what you talked about, what would you like to accomplish?
Well, I would like to get a new sense of energy and dialogue and peer versus kind of the monolithic, this business as usual. And it has been business as usual for many, many years. So I'd like to be able to kind of get a new spark back into peer, where we're thinking about interesting things and meaningful things and making some, and moving in a positive direction.